From Canto 4, describing the various descendants of Swayambhuva Manu and his other daughters, and also by Kardama Muni, who of course he had those 10 daughters before he had Bhagavan Kapila. There's many different names here, but this is a short lila. Swayambhuva Manu and his wife, Shatarupa, had 3 daughters, Akuti, Devahuti, and Prasuti. He also had 2 sons, Priyavrata and Uttanapad. Swayambhuva Manu gave his daughter Akuti to a sage named Ruchi. On the condition that when Akuti and Ruchi produced a son, that son would be given to Swayambhuva Manu so he could raise their son as his own child. Manu made this unconventional arrangement because he knew that the Supreme Lord would come as Ruchi's son. And so he did. Shortly after, Bhagavan Lord Yajna, the Yajna avatar, appeared as the son of Akuti and Ruchi. And there was also a female child named Dakshina, who was a partial expansion of Lakshmi. Because as you know, whenever the Lord appears, his Shakti also appears. Purusha and Prakriti, Shakti and Shaktiman. So Shaktiman, Lord Yajna, appeared along with his Shakti, who was named Dakshina, as the son and daughter of Akuti and the sage Ruchi. But that son was given to Swayambhuva Manu. Later on, Yajna married Dakshina, and they begot 12 sons who became the demigods called Tushitas. And then Yajna took the post of Indra. Then there was Atri Muni. He married the daughter of Kardama named Anasuya. And then Atri Muni and Anasuya, under Brahma's order, went to create progeny. Atri was doing meditation and pranayama and standing on one leg for 100 years as a breatharian existing on prana. And he prayed that if the Lord is pleased with me, please give me a son like himself. He was such a powerful yogi, Atri Muni, that fire emanated from his head. Seeing this, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu came to his ashram because they thought he may burn down the universe with his hot head. Many demigods also came, Gandharvas, etc. They were there. They came on their swan and Garuda and Nandishwar, holding all their different ornaments. Atri offered dandavats, and they were all smiling when he stood up and very pleased with him. But when he stood up, Atri was almost blinded because Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, their combined jyotis and effulgence was so brilliant. Somehow he got it together and started praying. Atri said sweetly, "O Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, and Brahma, I had previously prayed to the Supreme Lord, but now I am bewildered by your presence before me. I know that God is one, but he has divided into 3 for the purpose of controlling this material world. I am confused. which one of you, Shiva, Vishnu, or Brahma, is actually the Lord of the universe? And all three smiled and replied, O great Brahmana, you are meditating on the Supersoul, and we are that Supersoul. As Atri looked on, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva disappeared. Atri was confused. He did not have a clear idea of God. Thereafter, Soma, the moon god, as a partial representation of Brahma, was born as a partial representation of Lord Brahma. The great mystic Dattatreya was born as a partial representation of Lord Vishnu, and Durvasa was born as a partial representation of Lord Shiva. So apparently, Atri and his wife Anasuya gave birth to three children, Soma, who is Brahma, Dattatreya, who is Vishnu, and Durvasa, who is Shiva. Then Shraddha, the wife of Angira Muni, gave birth to four daughters and two sons. And then it describes about Kubera's birth, and there is someone named Vishrava, and Vishrava had a wife named Keshini, and Vishrava and Keshini gave birth to Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and Vibhishana. A sage named Kratu and his wife Kriya produced the Valakilias, who were 60,000 miniature sages. Markandeya Rishi and Ushuna and Shukracharya were born as the grandsons of Bhrigu's two sons. Daksha begot 16 daughters with his wife Prasuti. Dharma took 13 of them. One went to Agni, one went to Pitri Loka, and the youngest of Daksha's 16 daughters was given to Lord Shiva. And Dharma, who took 13 of Daksha's 16 daughters, one of those 13 wives named Murti, Mr. Dharma, and his wife Murti gave birth to Naranarayan, who is considered the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Naranarayan appeared, everyone became peaceful in mind and all directions filled with happiness. And the Gandharvas and Kinnaras and Apsaras danced and sang. Brahma and other demigods offered respectful obeisances to Naranarayan Rishi. And then the Lord glanced at everyone and departed for the Gandhamarana hill. Daksha's youngest daughter of his 16 daughters, his youngest daughter named Sati, was married to Lord Shiva. But she gave up her body before she reached puberty, so they didn't have any children at the time of their first marriage. Daksha was very critical of his son-in-law, Lord Shiva, although his son-in-law is Bholanath. He's faultless, innocent. But Daksha didn't like this Shiva, who was chosen personally, like a love marriage or whatever, a Gandharva marriage. Sati chose him, but her father, Daksha, didn't like it, because he thought that Shiva was dressed in a very niggardly way. He was a very unconventional and avadhut type person. He was so unconventional he didn't even have a house. Shankara Bhagavan Ki Jai.